5 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show, powered by PDC Energy. Angel, let's do at some point before this hour, we need a Christmas song. We haven't done any Christmas bumpers or anything like that. We should absolutely do that. I would very much like that. I don't know, a good one though. Give me a good one. One that you would think I would really like. That would make sense for what we do here. I'm excited for Christmas. I heard, though, our friend Cody Wilson saying maybe no snow on, not looking like snow on Christmas Day. And that makes me really sad. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Can I have my producer back? We got Michael Kirkpatrick, looks like a Bronco threw up on him, back there rubbing Angel's shoulders. And I just would like to have my partner back. Tanner, come in here so I can have somebody to talk to. I want to talk about Christmas music. I want to talk about the Christmas vibe, and are you finally starting to get into starting
like
to get into?
You like that door?
That was loud.
Mic on, Angel?
Yeah, is his mic on?
Is my mic on?
Is the mic on?
Mic's on.
Are you starting to get in the mode?
Yeah,
you're Mr. Grinch and Scrooge.
No, we're
and all
close
that stuff.
Enough now. Still no Christmas music,
it's
but
dumb.
It's just the music. I love the Christmas spirit. It's just the music I hate. But no,
but you don't like the instrumental ones, the ones that don't have the. Don't play anything stupid. And Michael's the Bronco throw up dude. Don't play anything stupid. You don't like the instrumental stuff?
No, actually, that's the stuff that I would rather listen to. It's the Mariah Carey, and then you played one.
Well, just don't listen to Mariah Carey.
But it's not just her. There's.
What about
last Christmas? I gave you my heart. The very next day, you gave it away.
Woo!
No. It's that type
that
of stuff.
That was good.
It's that type of stuff that just drives me crazy.
When you don't like the repetitive Christmas songs.
Right.
And they do. Like,
right.
Every artist will sing the same, like, 5-6 songs.
That's all their heart. Like, when's the last time we wrote a new Christmas song?
There's some good ones. There's some
it shocks me that you like Christmas music so much. Coming from Death and Blood.
You see my socks?
Those
when December hits.
Those are interesting.
I wear Christmas socks every day.
I wear
sometimes that many socks?
I have like 10 pairs. Oh, I have a lot of socks, dude.
Yeah.
A strange amount of socks.
Yeah.
But in fairness, my wife just keeps buying. She knows I like goofy socks. So she just, any chance she sees goofy stuff, she buys. I don't wear regular.
No, I've just got my regular.
I don't wear those. No, I don't do.
My Hanes white socks. My hair runs. I got a little green stripe over the toes.
Yeah, I go
but
crazy.
No, the Christmas stuff, I'm good with it. I'm loving seeing the like that. I'm good. That makes me happy to see.
My socks?
I like seeing the Christmas lights.
Or your ankles.
My feet?
Shimmy those toes, boy.
What are you, Ed McCaffrey, or the feet doctor, or whatever he likes? The feet store?
Fetish.
No, he does the feet, the good feet.
Yes.
No. Mr. Goodfeet.
At least he has that to fall back on.
Anyway,
yeah, I don't think coaching is in his
Christmas
future. But
time.
Yeah, no, I like the Christmas spirit and everything like that. It's the music is horrible. But you know, like when I dive in and I watch my first Christmas movie last week. Last Friday turned on
you
a
finally
Christmas
learned
movie.
What the meaning is?
Yeah, it was Boss Baby Christmas edition. My recommendation, not my girlfriend's. Like, do with that what you will.
My kid loves Boss Baby.
Dude, I watched the series.
And Tanner's like,
I love Boss Baby.
Boss Baby's legit.
It's like,
dude.
But you can't find anything that's like, well, that's depressing. I want to, you know, jump off of tall buildings.
Dude,
like,
Disney.
It's hard to find stuff like that, man. Even the new Disney movies, there's always some sort of political motivation behind it.
Or it's just really sad. Have you seen Encanto?
I have not seen it. I know enough about it to talk about it.
We love that movie. But it's like, it's a tearjerker, man. I mean, there's stuff at the end. I'm like, I don't want to cry.
You ever watch Coco?
No, I haven't watched that one
Coco
yet.
Coco will get you.
I heard that was pretty
good. Is there a difference between Coco and Coco Melon?
Yes. Coco Melon's like, Coco Melon. It's all the
That's
weird
like
little
baby ASMR stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't know that.
I don't know how Angel knows this. I know how I know
TikTok.
This.
TikTok. Really
did you see that TikTok?
I see it all over TikTok.
There was this guy, his girlfriend was getting really mad at him. What are you staring at? What are you looking at? And it's all stage, obviously. But he just pulls out his phone and it's Coco Melon. She goes, Coco Melon. It's all in a good mood again. So that's
baby
the only
stuff.
Reason. It is baby stuff. But no, Boss Baby is the grown
music. Gavin's starting to get into Christmas music.
Oh, yeah. Well, so good for him.
He
can
likes
wait till
the
23rd?
You better watch out. You better not, pal.
Yeah.
He loves that. He replays it over and over and over again. And I'm
but
like,
do
he's
you
sending
hear
messages.
Stuff like that? I mean, because it's
we
all,
do. We have, we, so like.
Grandma Got Ran Over by a Reindeer? Like, that wasn't,
great song.
That's
see,
a great
and I, we sang that in my fourth grade Christmas thing. And
right.
So I sang it all the time.
You ever heard Christmas Shoes?
Uh-uh.
Oh, it's the most. It's the saddest song you'll ever hear.
Sad.
But it's because it's, you know, it's Christmassy song.
The sadness and Christmas aren't supposed to go together.
Well, it's the message of, you know, buying a gift for a loved one that's passing away.
Yeah, that sounds like I'm gonna cry. Just
but it's about a kid. He doesn't have enough money.
Oh my gosh!
It's very
oh,
sweet.
Angel, what are you doing to me?
I mean, I like grew up falling asleep listening to Christmas music.
Right.
Like, in this month, when the radio would start playing Christmas music nonstop. I would turn the radio on and just fall asleep to it.
But this is my problem. Like, I heard Christmas music. I was in a restaurant. And I talked about this on Good Morning Noka, but I was in a restaurant, and I heard the first Christmas song play on the station well before Thanksgiving. That is way too long. Like, now we're a couple weeks away. Okay, let's start celebrating. Like, I'm going to a Christmas party tomorrow night. Am I thrilled about it? No. Am I going to go and be happy once I'm there? Probably. Like, white elephants? Love white elephant. Get way too competitive at that. But, like, the joy of it's there, the music just sucks, man. And that's
you're listening to the wrong music, though. Like,
maybe.
You're listening to the commercialized stuff that's in Walmart. Like, we have different playlists that we find and just different tunes.
No.
Like, Lindsey Stirling. Have you ever heard of Micah likes her, the violinist? She does, like, a Christmas album, and it's good.
No, and it is. It's just the commercialized stuff that, like, because it's on literally every commercial. It's in every store that you go into. It's on every radio station. Thankfully, not ours.
Maybe in a minute. Maybe in a minute.
No.
Yeah, we're going to have some Christmas music. Okay.
Maybe. I don't know. Micah's messing with the computer.
Yeah, definitely don't play anything that Micah has told you to play.
No.
Because he's going to play something dumb about Star Trek or Broncos.
He's closing out of stuff right now.
The third string quarterback and, you know, whatever else crap he watches. Deadpool does Las Vegas or whatever. No, we don't want to play any of that junk.
You were talking about Tanner Arkin.
Sorry, I got really mad.
You were talking about Tanner Arkin and you scared me. I thought I was going to get yelled at. I heard Tanner. And Brian and I were coming back from a meeting with one of our sponsors, and I thought I was going to get yelled at on the airs for something.
I did write Tanner down.
I saw that.
What am I wanting to talk about Tanner here? Oh, Tanner Arkin. Heard Tanner has gifts for all at the station. You get a Trump collection card, and you get a Trump collection card, and you get a Trump collection card. So they're making, like, cards of this dude.
Who is that?
Eastside Chris.
Yes.
Dixon goes, hey, how about those Broncos? When I talk about the Broncos, Dixon's mad at me. When I don't talk about the Broncos, Dixon's mad at me.
Dixon just kind of lives in a constant state of anger.
Of hating me.
And that, yes. And that's coming from a guy who also lives in a constant state of anger.
Mm-hmm. You and Dixon actually seem like you guys could be friends.
We just hate different things.
Yeah, but there's a lot of hate.
The hate could bring us together.
I
could see that.
I just keep waiting for someday Patrick Mahomes is going to fade out of.
He's not.
He's going to fade, and then Dixon's life is going to be just like.
Back to where it was before when the Broncos dominated the Chiefs.
Yeah, we're going to get our guy.
Yeah.
7 years from now, we're going to get our guy.
You were talking about, like, the Broncos need a right tackle. We've been needing a right tackle for 10
years. They haven't drafted a tackle since Garrett Bowles. We've
been needing a right tackle for over 10 years, it feels like. I mean, it's like ever since I was walking around in diapers, we've needed a right tackle. They just don't. Yeah, that was yesterday. They just don't believe in getting a good offensive line. What are your core values? Having a bad offensive line.
They have to draft an offensive lineman this year. They have to. They're like, I don't care if the sexiest player on the planet of the earth or Deion Sanders 2.0 is there at whatever they're going to have, 25, 26, 27. You draft a freaking offensive lineman make it happen.
Isn't that why we missed on Josh Allen, though?
No, we drafted Bradley Chubb.
We needed a pass rusher, right?
No, we didn't even need it. That was the thing of it. You didn't even need a pass rusher because you had Von Miller and Shaq Barrett.
We didn't even
need him.
We had a really big argument after that. Do you remember that?
We did.
And will you admit that you were wrong on that
one? No. We still have time.
Let's check the replay.
Yeah,
that commercial out right now where they all check the replay.
Brady and I need to start clipping our arguments. It's been 6 years in this building of just those arguments.
I'll give you this one. All your other stuff has been off.
No, I've won two.
What's the second one?
John Morant over Zion Williamson.
That's still going. Zion's turning it up.
Right now.
Dude, Pelicans are the best team in the West.
No, I get that. What did Zion do last year?
Got hurt.
That's right.
You can't play if you don't get hurt. That's a pass. He gets a pass last year.
No, he doesn't.
It evens it out.
So far, who would you have rather drafted?
Probably Michael
Angel.
Jordan.
So far, who would you rather have on
you
your team?
Michael Jordan.
Zion or Ja?
Yeah, Ja. I would draft Ja. Yes, but that's still ongoing.
And then the other argument that I had was that it was really stupid to draft Bradley Chubb over Josh Allen.
Yeah, it was.
I said he fits the bill. He's a tall quarterback. He's got local ties.
I didn't necessarily say. Listen, I just knew it was going to happen. And then we did have a little bit of an argument. And I said, well, do we know for sure Josh Allen's going to be good? He's playing at Wyoming. And he was good.
But he did struggle. I mean, Josh Allen
struggled at the Senior Bowl.
He struggled when he first got into the league. And that was one of those where could Broncos country have been patient enough for Josh Allen to develop? Because we are so impatient when it comes to quarterbacks. Because we've been spoiled. Elway spoiled us, and then Manning spoiled us. You know, we've just
been... Greasy spoiled us.
Plummer spoiled you.
But seriously,
Tebow spoiled you.
Look at you guys' faces like, what did he just say? Or if you'd agree with
Brian Greasy, I hate that guy too.
Why do you hate Brian Greasy?
He ruined Terrell Davis's career.
It happens.
He threw him a little check down and the blitzer was coming in on him. So
that stuff happens.
No.
No, you're right about that one. You're definitely wrong about Brad Stevens. That was in our other battle. Because he was trying to argue that Brad Stevens was going to be...
He'd be a way better executive.
No.
I said he'd be a way better executive for a second.
I'm like, did he? Was that the argument?
We actually had a show called The Argument.
So he thought Brad Stevens was going to be a better coach than Greg Popovich when it was all said and done.
Yeah, yeah. I did. I was high on him. And he's still
high on something.
He's still got a really good basketball mind, clearly. Look at what he's done with Boston after he studied. Like, he acknowledged
that
he
coach.
Wasn't.
Not a coach.
Congrats, I was wrong on one.
Then your other one, the infamous. You know, we said, who would you, 3-on-3, who would you take?
Oh, God.
And I took, who'd I take? I took, like, Michael Jordan.
No.
Shaq.
No, you didn't have
you
all
took his big man was Dwight Howard.
I did.
From what year?
No, like, prime.
Doesn't matter.
Prime Dwight Howard.
You guys, okay, I need somebody to back me up on this, on the text sign. Dwight Howard in his prime was the closest thing we saw to Shaq. Prime Dwight Howard was the closest thing.
About Joel Embiid?
Maybe not, but Joel Embiid wasn't around when we were having this argument.
Yeah, he was.
No, he wasn't. Well,
he
probably
was alive,
somewhere.
I'm sure.
Yeah, well, sure, he was somewhere.
Yeah, sure, he was somewhere, but he wasn't like. Somebody help me out, say that. Who would you want to guard Shaquille O'Neal? What name an NBA big?
Well, I don't think you necessarily can do. You just have to find somebody who can score more because you're not going to guard Shaq.
No, just foul him every time.
Yeah.
Can't shoot.
On 3-on-3? Do you shoot free throws on 3-on-3?
Mm.
You call a foul.
This is our made-up game. I'm sure we can add free throws.
I would like to add free throws. I don't know. Dwight Howard wasn't that bad of a basketball player.
Oh, no. He was when he was with Orlando,
right.
He was good, but
yes.
Great? No.
No, not great. Yeah. No. But
Shaq's a Hall of Famer.
Right.
But, so you should have
picked. But Dwight Howard was the...
Take Kareem. I
did have Kareem, or you had Kareem already.
I had Jordan... Kobe and Shaq.
That's not true. That is not true.
Probably.
It's not. It
sounds like something I'd say. I know I had Jordan.
I don't think so.
Who do you think I had?
I thought I had Jordan.
No.
I thought I had Curry,
you're
Jordan.
Just like and Steve Kerr and Dwight Howard and Luke Longley. Another bull. That's all I could think
of. I did not know.
Mid-90s Bulls, suddenly. That's all that was coming to my brain. I was a big Bulls guy. Everybody was.
Good luck titling the segment, Angel.
Oh, it's Christmas Music with Tanner.
Christmas Music with Tanner?
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite Christmas song?
Blue Christmas, Elvis.
That's the one they play all the time.
No.
I hear that all the time.
False. Maybe coming out of my office.
We have an Elvis impersonator in the city, too, by the way.
Yeah, Brian Gary.
Yeah. We got a lot of them.
Yeah, we do.
All right. You sticking around? You want to talk about Russ?
That's all I love.
Talk about Hackett?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, let's
Hackett needs a shave. That's all I've got.
No, he's dangerous now. That's mean version of Hackett. I've decided.
He's evil.
That's the, hey, this is, you guys, don't be doing that. Don't do that. Don't stay up too late. Da-da-da. That's mean Hackett. But seriously, guys, I'll see you later, okay?
You ever done anything dangerous?
We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. Party hop. Mistletoe hung where you can see every couple tries to stop.
Sunday and Monday Night Football are on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you. I'll be so
this one's played all the time. You said you don't like overplayed.
I love
Christmas.
Elvis. Elvis makes anything Elvis sings.
My mom was a big fan of Elvis. I am not a big fan of Elvis. Did you see the new Elvis movie?
No.
How can you be a big fan of Elvis?
Because I don't care about him. I'm a big fan of his music. I don't care about him.
Oh. Weird. So mean. Did you
he's dead. It doesn't matter.
Did you say, wow. Well, what a terrible person.
Tell me I'm wrong.
It does matter.
No.
You want to document great people that did great things, and we want to learn about them.
I don't think he was a great person. Was he?
I don't think he was a bad person. I think he had some addictions going on. If you'd watch the movie, you'd learn a lesson.
Have you seen it?
No. I'm not an Elvis fan.
Yeah. I just like his music.
I've seen it twice, and I'm not an Elvis fan.
Do you like the movie?
I liked it, yeah. I watched it twice within, like, a weekend.
Oh, I like all those. Even if I'm, like, I'm not a big Queen guy, but I would definitely watch that movie.
Oh, Bohemian Rhapsody is awesome.
I haven't, though.
You would like it.
Way overrated.
I'm trusting it. You hate everything.
No,
except for Boss Baby.
Sorry
it doesn't meet up to Boss Baby Does Christmas. Sorry it doesn't meet that
not
standard of movie.
The movie. I haven't seen the movie. Talking okay. About the damn band. So before you start going off on
that.
I know.
Yeah.
Wait, there's a band called Boss Baby?
If only.
Boys, I'm sure there is. I've got an idea.
No, Queen, like.
Way overrated.
I hate to say the word overrated because that sounds so
overrated.
Disrespectful. Because I appreciate what they did for music, and there's some stuff that I didn't like. But, I mean, 90% of their movie you play before a basketball game.
Right.
You know?
They wrote it for mainstream.
They wrote it for, you know, it's like jock jams and all that.
Yeah.
That's what it reminds me of
that. It was to
stuff.
Be different from, you know, the Beatles and all that.
Yeah.
Like, they were trying to set themselves apart.
But I think
if you had
when
to
they...
listen to the... If you had to pick one for the rest of your life, would you rather listen to Queen or the Beatles for the rest of your life?
Queen.
Yeah, me too. Okay. That was not as controversial as I thought it was going to be.
Queen, I'm not
or,
a big
Queen or AC/DC?
Okay. AC/DC. Oh my gosh, dude. I listened to that like 5 minutes
You're going
ago.
Queen?
I like AC/DC, but I just
don't you think that screaming of AC/DC could get tired, though? I mean, I feel like you get worn out of that.
I feel like I do not, and I'm still listening to it.
That's the only artist you can ever listen to again.
I thought you said it was AC/DC.
Between
or Queen
and AC/DC, yeah. That's the only.
I'd go with AC/DC.
Every song that ever you
well,
ever
if
heard.
If I have to pick between the two of them, I'm going
like
AC/DC.
I feel like the screaming. I'm going there, too. I'm just trying to argue against you. I agree with you. Just want to argue.
Speaking of an argument we've had a lot, Russell Wilson, should he play on Sunday?
Yeah, he should. I think it sends a really bad message. But if he clears concussion protocols, he's got to play.
He was limited today in practice.
So what does that mean? Is he clear?
No.
He's not
clear. He has to clear all five stages first. But
we must
I think
clear
this
five
is,
stages.
This should be stage three for him.
Yeah, you should play.
He's going to probably.
He's got to play. If he clears it, he's got to play. If you don't, that just sends a message to the other guys who are locked up that you know, obviously the season's over, but Nathaniel Hackett's coaching for his job. And this is a guy that I didn't really love the hire in the first place. I was fine with it. The Hackett hire. I didn't love it in the first place. But I was fine with it. And then after the first couple games, I'm like, this guy is gone. But here's the thing. You didn't fire him after some of those horrible losses. The Raiders loss at home in overtime. He should have been gone. They didn't do it. And you're starting to see him come around. You're starting to see Nathaniel Hackett learn how to coach in the NFL.
He needs to be back next year.
Can
he be hard on this team? Like, I talked to Hugh Millen in the 12 o'clock hour. And, you know, he obviously covered Russell Wilson
right.
for a long time. And he's like, you need to have, because he does a show with Mike Holmgren. And that was a, you know, Holmgren basically comes in and Joe Montana stands up and says, you need to coach me hard. Coach me hard as you possibly can. And, you know, Mike's like, wow, that was really a relief because here's a superstar and I'm supposed to come in here and do that. Can Hackett do that? Can he change enough over the offseason and harden a little bit? Does the beard make him a villain suddenly?
I don't think he necessarily has to do that. We're in this new day and age where, yeah, if you use in the old days, if you were going to be a head coach, you had to be a little bit of a, you know, I mean, you had to be one of those guys. And I don't think that's the case now. And I'm going to go down to Miami for this example. You look at Mike McDaniels. Mike McDaniels is a pushover. He is just a pushover. He's a player's coach. You see him, you know.
I think he's a player's coach, but I don't think he's a pushover.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely he is. And you see him walking around today with the, I wish it was colder here, right? Stuff like that. He's one of those guys that, yeah, is he going to maybe yell a little bit, but is he going to come down on players? No. Yeah, I don't think he is. Andy Reid. Is Andy Reid, like, is he in-your-face type of guy? I don't think so. But here's
He'll draw mustaches on your face.
Here's the difference, though, is that those guys, Mike McDaniels, Andy Reid, they surround themselves with guys who are able to do that. Eric Bieniemy. I mean, he is not a nice guy. Andy Reid is, right? So you surround yourself with what you're not make it up.
To go back on those pushover thing, like, I don't think Mike McDaniel's a pushover. I mean, from what I've just see his demeanor on the sidelines and everything, I feel like he's got, like, not a lot of personality. I mean, he's funny, but not a lot of personality.
Right.
I don't see him smile ever.
Wouldn't it make more sense? Like, if you saw him, you wouldn't think head coach, right? You'd think IT guy.
He didn't play college football.
Right. But he's not going to be that guy.
He was a wide receiver at Yale.
He did play college football?
Mike McDaniel was a wide receiver at Yale.
Are you sure?
Yep.
This is one area I wouldn't question him on. Normally it's...
And I'm not going to go at you for the pushover because he's not, but...
He is.
No.
He is. In the sense of what you expect from an NFL head coach, he's a pushover.
What if he's changing what you expect from an NFL
head
coach?
That's great. I'm not saying he's a bad coach.
I didn't think he played.
No, he does.
He's smaller than you.
Yeah, he is. But that's what I'm saying. Like, he may be changing the way that we look at NFL head coaches, but he's a pushover. He's one of those nice guys that's like, oh, I'd rather be buddies. You know, the ping pong table and all. Let's wait and see when things go bad in Miami. Let's wait and see.
They are bad right now.
Going bad right now.
If they go into, you know, a big-time losing streak when you're not still into the playoff hunt. You know, let's see if they get blown out by 40 by the Bills, right? And I'm not saying that's going to happen, but Saturday if the Bills go out there and blow, then let's see what happens. Because I just get this real feeling that if what was happening in Denver was happening in Miami, everybody would be asking the questions that we're asking about Hackett, about Mike McDaniels. Because it's a new era of coaches, and yeah, some are going to work, some aren't. And we're going to find out about it. But you know, I think that's the difference. So going back to my point, I think the difference is that these
Mike
guys.
McDaniel, by the way.
These guys, Josh McDaniels, whatever.
Same guy.
They're brothers. But this is, you got to surround yourself with what you're not. Know where your weaknesses are. And if you're not going to be the you-know-what buster.
But Hackett hasn't figured out what his weaknesses are. Now he maybe is. And this is my whole point of, if the same issues were happening at the beginning of the season,
right,
you're not getting the play calls in, you know, 46 left hash, those kind of decisions. And the penalties have been, the last four games, the Broncos have been the least penalized team in the NFL.
No, he's getting it.
So you're cleaning it up, and he's recognizing, okay, maybe I'm better overseeing rather than calling the plays. Not to say I'm not designing the plays.
Right.
That's the thing. Broncos country, a lot of fans out there are like, well, he's not calling the plays now, so what is he doing? He could be designing
Absolutely. All
the plays.
Well, and saying, figuring out the game plan. Yeah, how do we attack this defense? If we move this guy here, there's still a lot going into it. And honestly, in almost all levels of football, the head coach does all the game plan along with his OC or DC or whatever, and then they just call the plays. They know what's on the playbook, and then he just calls the plays for scenarios.
Yeah.
And I think that's what's happening. I think that my prediction is at the end of this year, I actually think the Broncos win a couple of these last games.
Well, they're going to beat Arizona. Right?
I think so. I think they're going to beat them. But I really do think that Hackett holds on to his job, and I think rightfully so.
Dixon says if he clears, he has to play. It's not even a debate. If this was a playoff game, we would all just say if he clears, he plays. Well, it's not a playoff game.
And
that would be the end of it. Just because they suck doesn't mean he shouldn't play. And actually, Russ hasn't even really earned the right not to play. He's been playing terrible. Needs all the reps he can get. You signed him for 7 years.
Yes.
If there's any doubt that he's going to be long-term injury riddled here, then you don't play him.
You've invested $250 million
in this guy. There's a debate here. Like, should Randy Gregory play?
Right.
Like,
no.
Should he play? Does it make sense for Randy Gregory to play?
No. No, you shouldn't at all. And
does it make sense for Courtland Sutton to play? I mean, these guys are banged up. Might as well just let everybody get healthy and see what they got in the offseason.
If This is where I'm torn, because if I say Russ needs to play, then I do think Courtland Sutton needs to play, because everybody's auditioning for the jobs, right? But if you come back...
But not Sutton and Russ.
Right, but if they come back, but you need to know what team you have. Where do you need to make these moves at? You need to know what exactly you have going into next year, so you need to see what Hackett can do with a semi-healthy team. Because we know we're not going to get some of these guys back this year, but we need to see what he can do with a semi-healthy team when they can possibly be firing on all cylinders.
35 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour, you guys had Matt Johnson on today. A little UNC Bears talk.
Yeah.
Good morning, NoCo.
Dude, we've got maybe the two best free throw shooters in the state of Colorado between Dalen Kuntz and Matt Johnson.
Yeah.
And I'm amazed with that kid's leadership. I mean, he's a six-year senior. You know, he said something about a young guy. I'm like, dude, everybody's young to you. You've been here for 6 years. And he knows that. He knows he's the elder statesman. And I'm not calling for it. I'm not calling for it. I don't know what the spread is.
Probably not good.
But watch, UNC covers the spread, but watch that game on Sunday. I know it's during the Broncos game. I get it. But that's what everybody said about CSU. I'm just saying, yeah, no, I'd rather watch the UNC-CU game. But just watch for that Bears team. Steve Smiley has this group in a really good spot.
Yeah, but if CU plays like the team that beat Texas A&M, it's
correct,
blowout city.
Correct.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's who they are.
36 minutes after the hour. We got the Thursday night special coming up. We got San Francisco and Seattle. You'll find out in like 4 minutes. Let's get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Thursday night football, big one tonight. San Francisco 49ers taking on the Seattle Seahawks. And this is interesting for the playoff race. Right now, San Francisco, not only on top of the division, but they are the third seed in the NFC playoffs, sitting at 9-4, whereas the Seattle Seahawks are in the outside looking in. The Giants are 7-5, and they're right behind them, sitting at 7-6. So, is it a must-win game? For Seattle, it's pretty close to it. Pretty darn close. And Geno Smith, you know, we talked to Hugh Millen earlier about Geno and whether or not the Seahawks are going to be looking for a quarterback with the Broncos, probably top five spot. And he said, hey, that's still a debate. You know, there's a couple of games coming up for Seattle where he can earn that. But look at the schedule for Seattle. San Francisco tonight. At Kansas City next Christmas Eve, and at home against the Jets, who are maybe a playoff team, and then final games against the Rams. But the next three are very difficult for Seattle, whereas the 49ers are on a tear right now. They just took it to Tampa Bay. They took it to Miami. They beat the Saints 13. I mean, they have won like seven in a row. And their rest of the schedule is at Seattle, home against the Commanders, at the Raiders, home against the Cardinals. So, you know, they can try to lock this thing down tonight with a dub. Brock Purdy, though. Brock Purdy. Mr. Irrelevant. I mean, he looked really good. I mean, good. Let me just say good. San Francisco, though, is stacked. No matter what the injury situation looks like. And I know you got Deebo Samuel, who's out. But Christian McCaffrey, that's why you bring this guy in. You know, both those guys can maybe get hurt. Now you got one or the other. You obviously have one of the best tight ends in the game. Good offensive line. Ridiculous defense. Then you go over to Seattle, who's in desperate mode. You know, the Cinderella story for them has kind of slowed down. Especially the last couple of weeks, they are 1-3 in their last 4 weeks, losing to the Bucks and the Raiders and the Panthers even. Niners are 3.5-point favorites on the road. Angel, this one is simple. The Niners are going to roll. Cover 3.5, easy.
Hold on to your butts.
God! There we go.
Wow. San Francisco.
Purdy back to throw. Purdy. Pressure coming. Steps away looking to run, and he walks it in for the touchdown.
Will you be heard? Will I steamroll over you?
Looks to throw. He'll have no chance.
No
He's
way.
Sacked by Bosa.
The fallacy is that it is up to the steamroller. It is up to the object whether it will be flattened or not.
Can't touch this.
There is McCaffrey again. Looking behind the block.
Juszczyk
cuts a field. Breaks a tackle. First down and more.
Christian McCaffrey.
Top of old Woodhill. Just follow the dry creek bed. But be careful. There's quicksand.
If you're Brock Purdy, you don't have to be a superhero, man. You just have to go and play within what the 49ers allow you to do, because Kyle Shanahan seems to have it all figured out. Whether this guy's hurt or this guy's hurt, it doesn't matter. This is a complete football team, and they've been that way for a while. The one missing ingredient was a great quarterback. This is interesting, because Angel, you're 9-4. If Brock Purdy goes on and helps this team roll on through, puts them in a good spot, maybe they win this thing, Super Bowl. Are we done talking about Tommy Bones in San Francisco?
It's very interesting what they're going to do with Trey Lance coming back next year.
The rumors
Jimmy
about
G,
Brady.
What's going to happen with him,
yeah.
Brady. I think what's interesting about Brock Purdy tonight, this is his first road start. And how about you go up against the 12s in Seattle for your first road start?
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be a crazy environment, and that's why I think it's only 3.5. But has Geno officially come back down to earth?
I think it's hard to say. I haven't watched enough of Seattle to really give an opinion on it. I know their running game has been struggling the last couple of weeks. Their defense is, you know, solid enough. But that Niners defense is what really scares a team, because their linebackers are very active in the middle of the field. Obviously, their pass rush is incredible, and their secondary, you know, they're not putting up huge numbers, but they're letting their front seven do all the work, and they're just getting, you know, interceptions or tip balls downfield. So it's a very, very tough, well-coached team in San Francisco.
Yeah, no, I mean, they're everybody on that depth chart is just, they've got just a great group. Talented players, well coached, and that's why it's easier to plug these quarterbacks. And San Francisco's bucking a trend, and they have been for years. They've been bucking the trend of you have to have a superstar quarterback. They've been competitive. They've been in Super Bowls. I mean, they have done it for a long time without the best quarterback in the league. And that is John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan building a football team, not a quarterback and then a football team, a football team.
I'd even throw Mike McDaniel in there. He was their run game coordinator for like 5 years and really helped them establish that, you know, bringing that running aspect to the Shanahan offense.
You're always throwing in a Mike McDaniel. You always got to throw in a Mike McDaniel,
I mean,
thing.
He was best friends with Shanahan since like 2015.
And he played wide receiver for Yale.
He did for only a year. Really kid.
Yeah, I just, with Brock Purdy, I...
Do you remember how we were so hyped about Mike White last year after a couple games?
Yep.
And then he went out on Thursday night and just fell apart?
Yep.
Do you think that's something that could happen?
That could,
like, maybe not like completely fall apart, but see some struggles.
Is this his third game?
This will be, so he came in the Miami
game, and then
started
he,
Tampa Bay, and this will be a road start for him.
Well, again, he was talking to us earlier, and he's like, yeah, it's Clayton's old rule of three. After the third game is when they start to figure you out. So maybe he's got one more bonus run. Defensively, Seattle's not very good. So it could happen. He's questionable tonight, too, so he's kind of banged up. He is playing, but he's banged up. I don't think it's going to be tonight if we start finding out, but I don't know. Everybody's rooting for this guy. It's like the Lions and Brock Purdy. That's who are, you know, fans that their teams are out of the playoffs. It's the Lions and Brock Purdy.
I can't root for Brock Purdy.
And I'm supposed to not be rooting for San Francisco.
You want a draft pick.
Because I want a draft pick. But, I mean, is it going to matter? San Francisco's going to end the top 20, you know, the bottom chunk there, 27, 28. So, yeah, I've given up hope there. 49 minutes after the hour, let's get to what's on the tube on the other side and closing thoughts. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Time of need.
This is Christopher Dempsey, your Nuggets insider from Altitude Sports, and you are listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
That's the best stuff. That's the best kind of Christmas music. You don't have to have the holly jolly Christmas. That's good. That's good, good, good. Texter here, you can't act like you're concerned for his long-term well-being if you agree that if it was a playoff game, you would say he should play. Here we go. Listen, I'm not like Mother Teresa here saying I'm concerned about Russ's well-being. I'm concerned about him on the football field in the next 7 years. But if this game is all about winning Super Bowls and playoffs, then if he was in the playoffs right now, then yeah, you would say, if there's a little bit of a question, go play. You would say that. I'm talking about there's nothing to play for, so why risk it? I'm not talking about, like, sure, I want everybody to be healthy and be good and everything, but when I talk about you have to protect your investment, he's your investment. So if he goes out and gets blown up on Sunday and J.J. Watt lays him out, then maybe he has long-term effects and you're already scared about your seven-year contract with Russ. Now you're even more terrified.
Are you worried about optics at all with the NFL and the concussions this year?
Yeah, I mean, it's something you have to think about. I mean, as soon as he went down and he looked fuzzy, I was like, even if they wanted to and he wanted to, there's no way it's coming in.
That's, from what I've seen, probably the second worst concussion I've seen this year.
Oh my gosh, it was terrible. And he was out of it. So, yeah, I mean, you have to be concerned. But if he's cleared, he's cleared, I suppose.
Tua was clear for 2 weeks, and he didn't play one game.
And they may do that.
And that was mostly just optics for him. So this is a totally different situation.
They may do that. They may go with Brett Rypien and...
Why not sit him the next two games and then play spoiler for the Chargers and Chiefs to end the year?
Yeah. Yeah, you could do that. Find a way to win with Brett Rypien, and Hackett might save his job, too. It's like, you did it with this guy? Because I think we could all put it to bed. Like, Brett Rippin's not the answer. Like, that's not the answer. If Geno Smith sucks tonight, are we going to see Drew Lock? Hey! Let's go, Drew! That'll do it for us. We got Buffs on tonight. We got Avs on tonight. Good night, Northern Colorado.